Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're catching up with Coley on a Sunday in San Antonio. The Saudis have already secured the series victory, going for win number 5 of the week today. And wow, Coley, I think we felt this coming for this team last week, but the results have been really good this week. A lot of close one-run victories. Just your general thoughts on the series so far.
You know, this is right at the gate when we got here. We told the players, like, we need to play the game the right way here in this ballpark, because the ball doesn't travel, the ball doesn't go anywhere, and it's going to be, you know, the difference in the game. It was only one or two runs, and you can see, man, every game has been close. They're five. We punch them. They punch back, and it's been a cool series.
I talked with Brad Marcelino earlier in the week, and he said the organizational's offensive philosophy is 9 versus 1. I feel like that has been personified in this offense this week. No home runs yet this week, yet you've won 4 out of 5. That team offense approach has got to make you really happy.
Yes, I'm so happy. You know, we cut the K percentage down. You know, we taking the walks, and they competing well on the play, man. Like, this is not much we can ask. Their approach is different, and the thought process behind it is trying to hit the ball hard, land dry, because we know where we are right now, and they do an excellent job.
Danny Cerretti has been all world. He's been on base in like 75% of his plate appearances this week. We've talked a little bit about him before, but what do you think he's doing as people are still adjusting to him?
He just don't try to do too much. He keep everything simple. He has good pitch recognition. You know, he doesn't chase much, and he's doing great, man. His approach is very good in both sides of the play, because even right-handed, he's doing well. But this is a guy with, you can see when he walks to the play, he has a confidence, and like he knows exactly what he's doing. He has good plan, and so far it's working perfect for him.
You guys have gotten a lot of really good clutch bullpen performances as well. Obviously, it's been clutch offense, but the bullpen shut it down late. It's got to make you guys feel good to see the progress of that group, and it's been a lot of different guys that have been in leverage spots.
Yeah, this is what we always expect, man. I think we have such a great arms. The guys, like, they know how to pitch. They need to execute pitches, and like, they're not making too many mistakes. You know, they've been pitching well, attacking hitters with conviction, and, you know, with great mound presence. You know, it doesn't matter who that is. Like, they act, they look like they want to pitch. And as a manager, pitching coach Gabby, this is what are we looking for.
This is a long road trip. It's the longest one of the year. Finishing up the first week of it here before we go to Midland next week. Seems like to me, who's somebody in the clubhouse every day, that this is a really close group that enjoys being around each other. How have you as the manager tried to just keep that culture up?
This is one of my goals, man. I enjoy life, you know. Every day when you come to ballpark, I want to feel like you want to be here. You know, the first thing I say, whoever show up and get to the clubhouse, just play that music, you know, joke around, have a good time, because it's a long season. And this is how you create that chemistry. They get along well. And it doesn't matter who play, who has more experience or being in the league for many years. And compared with the other kids like Torin, who's 21 years old in the league, it doesn't matter. We are in the same boat. We're pulling in the same direction. And I just want them to be good.
Last one. Hansel has been awesome this week, especially in those leverage spots with runners in scoring position. What have you seen from opening day to today in his development?
We have this conversation, like, you know, early the first 2 weeks in the season, he was aggressive in the first 2-3 pitches. And we told him, like, hey, this is double-A baseball. You need to make adjustment. You know, you see for the most part every pitcher, you know, the first 2 pitches you face is going to be all speed, and you continue to chase those pitches. Just be patient and see those pitch up and trying to drive a metal away, because, you know, he's an aggressive hitter. But in here, right away, they identify who you are as a hitter, and now they're just going to, you know, throw the best pitch they have into you learn or like how to hit those pitches.
Coley, thanks for the time. We'll see you in Midland.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.